Yeah, to make the bridge. Construction of the bridge is this. I don't leave right away. It's stuck on the bridge.
Bechagod.
Every week. Is this? With your permission. The Gemara comes with the terrible statement, terrified. The person doesn't mourn on Yerushalayim, Chas v'Shalom will not be able to see Yeshua of Yerushalayim. And no way b'simchata. It means the mourning is necessary to have the simcha of Yerushalayim. It doesn't say the gola of Yerushalayim. Says the Noreb Simchata, Shinema, Sisuta Masos. Kolam Tabli Malaya. Pasuk el Navi. Whoever mourns, he's going to be happy with Yerushalayim. That's a restriction. In those days now, start as today, 9 days, no meat, no wine. Mourn on Yerushalayim. But comes and say another statement also very grateful. It's the generation where the Mikdash is not being built in his time, it is like he caused the destruction. So that caused the destruction. It happened 2,000 years ago, maybe more than 2,000 years ago. What is this? There's a book, it's called Selected Speeches. Rabbi, his name was Rabbi Schwab, wrote it. Whether he proves the date that we think we are is the wrong date. He went and found that the archives in Iran is a gap. And our calendar, which shows, is backed up 135 years. And he proves it. He's not the first one, he proves it. If you know the calculation, how do we come to this 5,000? 783, if you know, you see the calculations, but you still can figure out that something is wrong. Because the date based on the 70 years time between first Beit HaMikdash, second Beit HaMikdash. And that's not true. If you read the Gemara, you see it's not true. After 70 years was the party for Hashverosh. But Beit HaMikdash was not on, so you can't start counting second Beit HaMikdash. After 7 years, it's wrong, completely wrong. But at least we don't know how big the gap is. Rabbi Shah brings in the book that found out in Iran there's another king and two kings in between. Chachamim had a reason to hide the date. So it's not Tavshin Pei Gimel, it's much, much later. But the Gemara says, but it doesn't matter if you don't have Beit HaMikdash in your time, it means you destroyed it. I destroyed it. It's over 2,000 years ago. I didn't destroy it. You can tell me, I can mourn enough. Okay, destroy it. Means you have the ability to rebuild it. It means the Gemara hints to us, as usually the Gemara hints and tells us what you got to do. If you didn't do it, you didn't mean destroy it. It means what do you have to do? Must be something has to be done. And that's really what the Gemara means now. In those 9 days, 8 days, until Tisha B'Av are crucial. In order for us, as the Gemara says, Mashiach will be Tisha B'Av, that Hashem injects a special energy in somebody's heart, that he will be able to redeem Am Yisrael and get them out of the exile. Today was Yosef Aharon HaKohen. Rosh Chodesh, Av, Menachem Av, Yosef Aharon HaKohen. Said Shulchan Aruch, Tanit HaTzadikim. Even though Rosh Chodesh, we know we're not supposed to do Tanit, to fast. But Shulchan Aruch says, Rosh Chodesh, Menachem Av, Tanit HaTzadikim. There's a list. In Shulchan Aruch, certain days, it's called Tanit HaTzadikim. It's not mandatory. It's not an obligation, but you should know some people maybe did fast today, but Shulchan Aruch recommends people to fast on Rosh Chodesh Menachem. Aron HaKohen. And it doesn't say about other things to fast. But the question is, the only so-called we call Yotzeit, we know the death of someone in the Torah is Aharon. Doesn't say in the Torah when is greeted the date Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. Doesn't say Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, you don't know. But even that we think that Moshe Rabbeinu's Yotzeit is Zayin Adar, then there's another opinion in the Gemara, it wasn't there. But Aharon HaKohen is no argument. You know, today, he did light the candle, he did right. We lighten Zayin Adar. Maybe yes. Hopefully, okay. Why the Torah had to have Aharon HaKohen's Yotzeit in the Torah? First of all, it doesn't matter. Are you going to say Kaddish for him? Are you going to look for his grave? What does it make? Torah tell you the date. If it's important, the date, the Torah should have said when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Tzadikim, Amram. Torah is not a history book. So what is significant? Torah says, Aharon Yotzeit, first day, Menachem Av, Chodesh HaChamishi, Bechad LaChodesh, this week Parasha, we read, Baruch Hashem, you know. Happened to me also that the date that Aharon died being mentioned in the Torah now. Aharon didn't die last week. Aharon died Parashat Chukat. Aharon died Parashat Chukat, the Torah doesn't say anything. Aharon died, he's 123 years old, and he died on the first day of Menachem Av. I think, Aharon died. All of a sudden, there's information here. It's why it's so called, what did Torah omit? Information on his actual death. When he died, the Torah should have said, he died on Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. Last thing. Last week. Why last week? Last week is Pashat Mas'eh. So, it's so called its conclusion of what happened in the desert. Then Torah says, you know what? We came to a place called Hor HaHa, and there the Aharon died, and he was 123, and there was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. What happened? How come Torah forgot to tell us when he died if it's so important? What do you know about Aharon? Not too much we don't know about him. We know about him, one thing, not really in the Torah so much information, but in Sefer Divrei HaYamim, Ezra Nehemiah wrote so called the diary of Am Yisrael from the beginning. Over there, Ezra Nehemiah wrote Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, comes to Aharon, he gave him a title, Kodesh Kodeshim. Can you imagine? A person has the privilege to be called the holiest of the holiest. I would expect the Sefer Tzaddik to be holiest of the holiest. Moshe Rabbeinu, Chetzel Lemala Elohim, the Gemara says, the upper part of Moshe Rabbeinu was like an angel. No? Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe. Aharon, Kodesh Kodeshim. What do you know about him? You don't know Kodesh Kodeshim. What do you know? Rav Shalom, Rav Shalom. Okay. So, but to get a title like this, Kodesh Kodeshim. Nothing. The destruction of Beit HaMikdash, of course, is an important thing. The Mishnah tells us that five things happened on Tisha B'Av. The first was the decree on 600,000 people not to get to Israel. Okay. I don't say it's nothing. But if you compare it to all the Holocausts that we had in our life, in our generations, 600,000 is a small change. Small change. But the crusade did. People, Spain and Portugal, massacre, what after massacre? I look in the last Holocaust. So all the time, mask. It's nothing, huh?
Kamilevsky, yeah.
Millions of Jews, first Hitler in Europe. Just, I don't say 600 is a major thing. I don't say nothing, but still, that's the problem. What's the problem? This one, the Mishnah says, it's the first thing of Tisha B'Av. Nigzar al avoteinu. It's exerat not to go to Eretz Yisrael. The point, imagine it's done. That's Beit HaMikdash, second Beit HaMikdash. Again, you read it. Okay, what is this? Beit HaMikdash, you know, again, okay. You know Beit HaMikdash. Time to discuss, yeah? Second Beit HaMikdash. Then the Mishnah says, City of Betar, Bakoch for the Mashiach, the Rambam says, Nehag Ba'avonot. And then the last thing the Mishnah says, somebody came and plowed Yerushalayim. Plowed Yerushalayim. Couldn't find the place to Beit HaMikdash. Okay. You can't compare it to the other four things. I mean, to that, the first, the last three things. But still, the Mishnah says, this you should have. Shabbat is coming. You say, what happened to Shabbat? It's not just Beit HaMikdash. It's all the things together. The Mishnah decided to write them. So it must be that it's a common thing between them, among them. And the Gemara tells us. So now you have to know what to do on Tisha B'Av. Of course, you have to mourn. So if you go back to the Torah tells us a story like this. That when Hashem met Moshe Rabbeinu the first time, and he asked him to go with Imam Israel, Moshe argued with the Kadosh Baruch Hu for 7 days. On the seventh day, Moshe said, Hashem, I'm not going. Send me where you want. The Torah, the text reads like this, Hashem got very upset. Icharaf, Hashem, Moshe. Hashem was upset with Moshe. And Hashem told me, you know what? Your brother is a Levi. You're supposed to be a Kohen. Says the Gemara, what it means is, Hashem told me, Moshe, you know, you're not going to be a Kohen, your brother's going to be a Kohen, and you're a Levi. What this has to do with me, that I just said I don't want to go. Hashem does not just take a punishment out of his sleeve. I said, okay, you know what? Because it is. Usually, the punishments Hashem gives, it's called Midah Kenegad Midah. Whatever you do, Hashem will do it to you. If you did it to somebody, it's going to happen to you. Hashem doesn't want to go. Hashem says, you know what? Your brother is supposed to be a Levi. And you're supposed to be a Kohen. And say, no, no more. And says, what is it all about? Why my brother is supposed to be a Levi and I'm supposed to be a Kohen? I don't understand it. And if I do understand, what is the switch now? Because I said, then whatever you want, what does it mean? Hashem is upset. What is Hashem is upset? Torah says Hashem is upset. I said, Hashem is upset at what? Because Moshe doesn't want to go? So, Hashem is upset because of it. He's not upset because of it. Because you're upset if somebody does a sin or something. Okay. Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was humble, he doesn't want to go, he didn't want to hurt Aaron. You know, the second day of creation, Hashem created angels. He created the interior minister, the most important angel of mercy, Shmo Kishem Rabo. His name is like the name of Hashem. Excuse me. Numerical value of his name. His name, Tet, Reish, Vav, Nun, is equal to Shin and Dalet and Yud. So tell us how important this angel is. When Hashem created him, it means part of Hashem, of course. The angel stood up in Shamayim and said a statement. Yehud Hashem Olam, Smach Hashem Ma'asav. Hashem should be happy with his creation. What does it mean exactly? What does it mean? By the way, this is Ali says, this is how Psukhadi Zimra, it's one of the most important parts of Psukhadi Zimra. Let us keep that paragraph after Ms. Mona Tuda. And what is this all about? Hashem should be happy with us. Of course, there isn't an angel for this. There's an angel for this. So the Gemara tells us, Zohar, the Gemara tells us, Hashem created this world with four materials. So every object, people, everything, they have a certain percentage of every material. The first thing that Hashem used was fire. So before Hashem created this world, first Hashem made fire, so-called. Fire in Hebrew is called Esh. So the last letter of the word Esh is Shin. the second creation, Hashem created water. Hebrew is Mayim. The last letter of the word Mayim is Mem. The next, Hashem created wind. In Hebrew it's called Ruach. The last letter is Chet. The last material Hashem used, earth, so called Adama. The last letter is He. And it says Shin of Esh, Mem of Mayim, Chet of Ruach, and Hef Adama makes Simcha. Simcha. It means the back of creation that so called pushes the world and let the water exist is Simcha Hashem Ma'aso. That's what this angel said. Hashem should be happy because happiness, glad, that's what holds the world. And Hashem is upset, it's the opposite. So things don't go the way Hashem wants, if we say the right thing. So this is the purpose of creation. And that's the purpose that Hashem should be happy. It means we have to make sure that Hashem is happy. That's our job. I said, we don't want the Creator to be upset, not because you don't want him to be upset, because you want him to be happy. That's the goal in life, you should know. And it says, Nu Oz Elokim, Oz Chavim Komo, Psukim, Hodu. I say, Smach Hashem Ma'asav. I says, that's our job. Hashem created us. So of course, we don't want him not to be happy with what he did. But it's a little bit further, we want him to be happy. And the how does it go? The Gemara says, if you're happy, Hashem is happy. If you're upset, Hashem is upset. Because part of Hashem is now in us. So Hashem, so-called, is also, it's like a mirror effect. I says, if you're upset, Gemara says, Hashem says, oh, he's upset. My son is upset. What makes you upset? If your son comes home, he's upset. Is he upset? Already look at him, upset. What happened to this? He's upset. When Hashem looks at somebody and says, he's upset, so Hashem already automatically is upset, but it's even stronger and deeper than that. Actually, use so-called shoot energy of sadness to Shemayim and Hashem is upset. And that's the golden life. It's the sin of Adam HaRishon, he wasn't upset, and it's continuing with Noah. Come to Tosa, I want to explain to you something about Moshe now. Says the Gemara, Moshe and Aaron, sometimes it says in the Torah, first Moshe and Aaron, sometimes it says Aaron and Moshe. Just a Gemara to tell you the equal. Equal? What do you mean equal? Yeah, equal. Everybody knows Moshe is Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron is Aaron according to you. No! The equal. What's the equal? What the equal? I say, Zohar says, you should know a job. This is Zohar says. The person needs to know his job in this world. That some people have certain jobs, some people don't have it, have different jobs. They can't, as the Mishnah says, don't judge somebody. How come that somebody did it? He says, how come he did it? Because if you would be in his position, you would do all the same thing. But you have different, different tikkun. So for you, it's ma, how come he did it? I says, every person has different etzah, because he has different tikkun. So he has to fight the etzah. And the Mishnah said, listen, don't judge nobody. Because you don't know, you're not him. The same thing is, if he would be in his place, he would be even worse than that. You don't know, leave him alone. Says Zohar, says the job of the Levi is to be happy. That's your job. That's why in Beit HaMikdash, the Levim used to sing and play the instruments. My Levi. Not only that, the Gemara says, a Levi, that was his job, was to play the instrument. If he went to do another job, Hayav Mita, Hashem is going to kill him. I said, what happened? What? I want to go over there. I want to help to close the doors, open the doors. The Levim is to close, open the doors, they got the keys. The Gemara says, no, some Levim, you've got to sing. He is going to open. He says, whatever, don't ask. It's something in your neshama. Why you have to sing? Why you have to? He's to close? We'll see later, maybe find out. But the main thing is singing, because the Levi says the Zohar usually is somebody that is not so happy. Nothing's wrong with him. Ari says it has to do with Nishmat Chaim. Ari says everybody, whoever is not so happy all the time, not smiling, laughing all the time, because you have part of Chaim. part of Cain inside you that you got it from Noach's wife, that she was Cain's granddaughter, Naama, and says that I'm upset. So, no reason. Because you have inside you, says Machan, your job is to be happy. Remember, Hashem says Cain, how come you look upset? I look upset. The Torah writes in the Torah. Hashem talks to Cain and says, how come you're upset? The Torah is not a story. It's to tell you, Cain is upset. Because this is tikkun to be happy. And it's the whole fight with heaven because he's not happy. So let's look at the Torah says. And Bet HaMikdash Levim used to slaughter animals. But the Levim are a strong personality. And your job is, even if you have some brother, you got to be happy after seeing. The coin is different. Coin is midat chesed, coin is kindness, it can be always happy. No problem. The Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us, you know, the coin are very, very nervous people. Nervous people. One coin pushes another coin from the altar. Another one steps another coin. Nervous people. The brothers come and say, well, you know, there's too much pressure. The Tamingda has too much pressure with all the sacrifices. It's true. The secret behind it. The coin should have been a levy. Levy should have been a coin. In our time. Because the first Kohen, is supposed to be Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron is the levy. So therefore, Aaron was always happy. Shinehemar, says Torah. Ve'acha ve'samach be'ibo. Hashem tells Moshe, you know what? Aaron is supposed to be a levy, and you a Kohen. But Aaron does the job. He doesn't do the job. Aaron does the job. He's a Levi, but he's happy. He's happy in his heart. His heart, in his heart. Because the happiness is in the heart. Kulei Hashem Yisharim Esamchei Lev. The happiness is in the heart, the Gemara says. Lev Sameach. Lev Sameach. The heart. When you want to laugh. So you have to be happy. The laughing comes from the spleen. But the happiness is from the heart. I says, Moshe, I want you to go to Rima Israel. Argue with Hashem back and forth. Send whatever you want. Huh? What? Are you upset, Moshe? Moshe says, you're upset, yeah. So the Gemara says, Moshe, before I died, told Hashem, one time I did something. Hashem says, oh, don't say one time. Six times, the Gemara says, you did the wrong thing and upsetting. Let's take Parasha, Parashat Matot. Moshe, the Bnei Gad Meruvin came to him and asked him, we want to go, we want to stay here. Moshe said, Tarbut Anashim Chataim, what's wrong with you people? And before Moshe hit the rock, he screamed at Israel, Shimun Amorim. Nothing is wrong with Moshe Rabbeinu. But he cannot go to Earth Israel if you're not happy. That's the secret behind it. Earth Israel is the place of happiness. And the Satan wants everybody to fight over there, not to be happy. That's the secret. And here Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, look, sorry, what did you say? Hashem said, let me tell you something. Your brother is a Levi. He is supposed to be so-called not so happy. But he does the right thing. He's happy all the time. He's happy. I said, okay, so he's going to be the Kohen because he did his job. Now you exchange with him. You're going to be the Levi. Let me see if you can have it. And then the Torah will tell you, Moshe goes down to Egypt, and he goes back to Hashem and says, why did you send me to him? Since I came, things got worse. And she says, oh, you spoke to me? I says, it's not a story. And it means that you have a hard test to be happy in all the situations. This is your job. This is the interior minister said. You got to be happy all the time. But if you're not happy all the time, so it's going to cause that Hashem is not going to be happy. And says Hashem was upset with Moshe and said, that is punishment. It's not that Hashem decided, okay, you're going to be a Levi on the coin. No. Because a Levi's job is to be happy. Let's see if you can accomplish it. Because you didn't do your job. You're supposed to be a coin. By the way, remember a few weeks ago, Parshat Balotcha, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to make trumpets for yourself. Trumpet. I said, this is going to be, you know, to call Am Israel and to call a meeting, to go to a war, to Bet HaMikdash, and they're going to blow trumpets. I said, Someone says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you got to make the trumpet. I got to make the trumpet. Come on. I got the trumpet. I go to the store. There's a music store. I buy a trumpet over there. No. You have to make the trumpet. Moshe says the trumpet Moshe Rabbeinu made, they buried next to Moshe. I said, what's the trumpet? What's the secret of the trumpet? Because trumpet is something that the sound of the trumpet is called singing. And the Midrash used to use trumpet every day. Even Rosh Hashanah used to trumpet in the Midrash. I said, because this Moshe may use your job now. Because now you became a Levi, you need trumpets. All doesn't need trumpets. That's what it says, all Moshe Eichel. So I only did the job. That's why it's called Kodesh Kodashim. Fulfilled your job completely. As the Rashi says, we don't know about our own diet. We have no idea about our own diet. By the way, says the Rambam, you know, every prophet used to walk on the street, he had an instrument. Says the Rambam, for example, remember Miriam? She came out of Egypt, she had a trumpet. How do you get a trumpet? How do you get a trumpet? The Rambam writes, every Navi used to have an instrument next to him. Because that's the goal, to be a prophet, but you got to be happy all the time. You better have an instrument, right? All the time you have to have a harp or something, or violin. Come on. So only the job. If that's the task, if that's what the whole thing is all about, now we come back. And you know, I want your type. When is this? Today. There's a Mishnah. Today, your mouth. As of today, the happiness is down. You want to know why? Really? Because I don't die. Because I don't die. This is what I emphasize. That's the parasha. Not 2 weeks ago, because this parasha always comes in the 3 weeks, just before Tisha B'Av. I want you to understand something. Our is the real reason for creation. And that's how the Gemara tells us. Sukkot. What do you know about Sukkot? The Gemara says in the Torah 3 times to be happy on Sukkot. Once, Shavuot, nothing on Pesach. But Sukkot, happy. Everybody has Sukkot, Simcha Bat Hashoeva, happiness, dancing. They made sure Simcha Torah comes on Sukkot. So what is this? Says the Gemara, tell you what. The Sukkot is Zecher L'Anani HaKavod, to remember the clouds in the desert. How come I don't do something else? So remember Moshe, Miriam, also the man. No, I think the main thing is the cloud of Hashem. What's the cloud? Is happiness. And it says you have the mitzvah of Sukkah coming up. And say, what is Sukkah all about? I tell in mind. You sit in the Sukkah, so what I have in mind? The cloud. The cloud. It's like a joke. So remember why we had the cloud in the desert. Because Hashem came to the desert. Well, he was on top of us. Okay. And it says, what is the root of the cloud? How come Hashem came to the desert with the cloud? Hashem came to the cloud because it's the root of Aaron. So why? Because Aaron was in Simcha. He did the job. And that's why you read the Gemara, the Mishnah, what happened? Sukkot, the Metamikdash, dancing. Didn't go to sleep. 7 days, all of Israel dancing. They didn't go to sleep. Didn't leave Metamikdash. What do you know about Sukkot? What's Sukkot? Why don't you make it on Pesach also? Make a Jubilee on Pesach. Make some Jubilee on Shavuot. No. Only Sukkot. Why? Sukkot. What's the Sukkot? Sukkot means the cloud. What's the cloud? Cloud means the Arna Kohen. I'm the Arna Kohen. He's supposed to be a Levi, but he made so-called the job. But he had to do to be happy. That's Sukkot. That's also. And that's what the Hashem wants from you. Hashem wants to be happy. Okay, it's a disaster of Tisha B'Av. It's not a disaster. It means lack of happiness. That's the problem. And actually, excuse me. I think the Gemara tells us, the Torah tells us, and we're going to read this week. You know, Hashem. V'yikash etamu kol Hashem mechamah l'amud mikol ha'machaneh, and everybody died. V'yadabir Hashem, Hashem spoke to me. Says the Gemara, 30 days Hashem didn't speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. Can you imagine? 30 days Hashem didn't speak to me. You know why? Because people died. Hashem is upset. There's no connection. He can't speak to Hashem. So the whole concept of our life, says the Ramban, you know what job is? Come and sing to Hashem. Says thank you very much. Mizmor LaTodah. That's it. Unless the Chachamim say Mashiach will come, Yad Ben Amen. The Siddur will be cancelled. You just can sing without stopping Mizmor LeTodah. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you all the time, because that's what the interior minister says. Because when you say it, Hashem is happy. Not because you just want to make Hashem happy. Because Hashem is going to be happy because you're happy. So if you're not happy, you cause Hashem not happy. And that's what the Gemara says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since the HaKadosh was destroyed, Hashem is, until today, cries daily. That's what the Gemara says, you have to mourn in Yerushalayim. But, you have to know, the goal is, Sisik HaMasos, the goal is to sing in Yerushalayim. It's not the goal to have Yerushalayim. Mashiach is going to come, says the Gemara, Israel, he's also Amalek. Let's destroy Amalek. He's destroyed second Beit HaMikdash. Ve'ev ne Beit HaBchira be Beit HaMikdash. You know Beit HaMikdash? Hashem doesn't want Beit HaMikdash. You know what the Mikdash is? The Mikdash is a place of singing. That's it. This is Zmirot of Shabbat. Karimon. Mikdash Shechtuv. Ata v'yechnun ruchim menafshi. You want Mashiach? I want the Mikdash. Why you want the Mikdash? For what? Because I want to be happy in Beit HaMikdash. The center of happiness is Beit HaMikdash. The center of happiness is Yerushalayim. And that, that's the mourning. The mourning, not Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Korban was destroyed. But that's not really the depth of it. The depth of it is, there is no place of happiness. Not for us, but not for Hashem. So we want to build Yerushalayim because we want to be happy in Yerushalayim for Hashem to be happy. That's the goal. Okay, fine. Okay, what is the Tshua B'Av? Listen, I'll tell you what. Today was Acher. Reduce why? Because Aaron is not here. Aaron is not here. The cloud is not here. Hashem is not here. There's no happiness. Okay. What is supposed to do? He tell us the job is something else that makes you happy. It makes Hashem happy. Torah. As the Zohar says, Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah is one unit. What do you mean one unit? Mara says, if you learn Torah and you don't sing while you learn your Torah, better off, your mother should have had a miscarriage. Excuse me? I learned Torah, I read it. Nice. Mara says, Kol HaShoneh Belo Zimra. You got to be happy when you learn, Baruch Hashem. You finish Gemara, Baruch Hashem, you make a party. What's a party? Finish Gemara. Because the Torah demands from you happiness. And the real happiness, because they are Shem Yisharim Mesamchei Lev. I say, every Shabbat, I say to him, the Torah makes your heart happy. This Aaron HaKohen. Racha v'samach belibo. And it says, your heart will be happy if you learn Torah. If you learn the Torah, you'll be happy. Because Hashem sees you happy, he's happy. So you make Hashem happy. And it says, wine, same thing. It means, says the Gemara says, not wine. We have wine if you have one thing in your mind, the Gemara says. Wine in Hebrew is called yain, in America value is 70. Secret, a sword in Hebrew is 70. Wine will make you understand the secrets of the Torah. That's the purpose of wine, not to have wine. And that, Chachamim said, yes, Av is coming, the earth. I says, happiness is much lower. As his own time. I says, listen, people had the queen had to go to Israel. He said, the proud Yerushalayim, you don't know where Beit HaMikdash was even. You want to go over there, to stand over there next to it, to feel where was it, to give you some kind of energy of happiness. You don't even know where it is. And he says, what's your tikkun, what do you have to do? I said, you have to accept and Yosef HaRamim say, more and more Torah. The Torah will make your heart happy. I'm not happy. My heart will be happy. My heart will be happy. Hashem is going to be happy. I said, that's the goal. The goal is to make Hashem happy. That's the Gemara says. If you're not going to have Beit HaMikdash in your life, me, I destroyed it. I didn't destroy it. It's not true. Baruch Hashem, I'm happy with it. Means the Torah, if you're going to learn, says as well, that's going to bring the Yeshua. Not the Torah. The Torah, the Gemara says, protect you. Torah Magna. Why? Because you learn Torah? No. Because Torah creates energy of happiness. And happiness can be in your heart, and Hashem sees that you're happy, he is happy. That's real happiness. The heart should be happy. The Hadi, the Avraham Avinu, he was happy in his heart. Tzara was happy in his inner spleen. That's why Hashem upset Tzara, it wasn't upset at Adam HaRishon. So that's really the whole secret of those days. The Chachamim said very big days. The 21 days between Shabbat and Moses and Shabbat Av, the same 21 days between Rosh Hashanah and Shmini Atzeret. It says equal, the same thing. Over there is happiness is still here. Should be happiness. Yafoch lanu. That means Hashem is going to turn into happiness because the disaster is sadness. It's not the Midrash was destroyed. The Midrash destroyed the happiness of the world. Echash Babadad. And it says the whole Echa is upset. And it says that's the problem. You got to be happy. By learning a lot of Torah and learning the secrets of Hashem, says the Zohar, says Ari, Hashem will come up with them. Amen.